This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I take everything back I've ever said about Stiz not being athletic and out of shape because when he needs to sprint, he can sprint.
You're not going to find a faster 40-yard dash than we just saw.
No, this was more they care about like the 10 time, the start. He was like a lineman. That 10 yards that he needed, he could get. You ask him to go 40, I'm not sure he could keep it up. But the 10 yards he needed, and we'll just leave it at that in this moment in time, came perfectly for Stiz here on a Patriots
nice,
Monday.
Nice burst.
Yeah. He's like one of those guys, like, you're not sure if he's fast, but he's quick.
I'm going to start calling him, like, Travion Grimey over there.
Slot
like,
receiver, maybe. He's quicker than he is fast, and that's important. Can get open in a hurry.
Pop Grimey right there. How about that guy?
I like Ladd McConkey, who gets that assignment.
Stiz McConkey.
Patriots Chargers, Sunday Night Football, Gillette Stadium. Should be a fun one. Prime time. Yeah, some of us may bitch about it because we are old and don't want to be up late and do post-game shows till 2 a.m., but it does tell you it's another example of the Patriots are back. You know, you talked about it on the post-game show, being at Gillette, the jerseys, the Nor'easters, the Drake Mays. It's no longer the cheap people putting tape over a Mac Jones jersey. No. Everybody's fully invested in Drake May. Because they know he's the real deal. Like, they're all in on how much you're going to pay him, $500 million, $65-70 million a year. He's here for the long term.
They just love it. The one thing that everyone can kind of dial back is like, we got our new Tom Brady. All right, everyone, relax. Let's not compare.
He's better. He's the modern version.
Oh, dear God.
He's more fun
you're
to
not,
watch.
Nope. This is.
You're going to tell me he's not more fun to watch?
No, he is not.
Yes, he is.
He never will be. I will.
Tell him that at whatever time he shows up.
You know what? He'll probably tell you that he doesn't want to be Tom Brady. He just wants to be himself.
Oh, I didn't say be. I said more entertaining.
No, he's not.
I think Drake May plays a more entertaining style of football than Tom Brady.
Hardly.
When he rolls out and throws back across his body.
Okay.
That's become one of my favorite plays, too, and I think Hunter Henry feels the same way. That little play where they all roll together, and then with the defense still running, Hunter just stops and drifts backwards, and Drake just dumps it off to him wide open in the middle of the field for the easiest 15 yards that you could possibly get on the way to, how much did Hunter get? $500,000, $250,000?
I think he got $500,000.
I think if you're the quarterback and you're like, you get $500,000, and I'm going to get you a half
million.
You're
like
million.
A kingmaker at that point.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
But that was the day for Drake May and the Patriots yesterday, but it came back from a week of interesting news breaking. And then I thought personally, and Dan Ball, you were living it in real time.
A lot of us were listening to Mego and Lions when we first learned about it. And then Dan Ball had to carry that weight. How many days did you have to talk about it?
That was Tuesday, Wednesday, day off Thursday, and Friday. So three out of the final four of the week.
So what are we talking about? We're talking about off-field issues for Stephon Diggs, your number one wide receiver, and Christian Barmore, your $90 million defensive tackle.
Don't burn the lasagna.
Diggs is charged with felony strangulation or suffocation and misdemeanor assault and battery stemming from an incident on Tuesday, December 2nd, a day after the Patriots beat up on the Giants on Monday Night Football, came to court last week. Obviously, he is defending himself, totally innocent. The statements put out by him. The team, I thought, had a really interesting statement, Dan Ball. This was my key takeaway from that first report. We support Stephon. You don't say that if you think he's guilty. Like, you don't want any egg on your face. I think that was a very telling aspect of a written statement. That wasn't even a coach who screws up at the podium and says something he shouldn't have. That's a written, probably goes by a lawyer, a PR guy, maybe ownership before that statement is sent out. We support Stephon Diggs. Am I reading too much into it?
No, no, not at all, because the language at the beginning where it says, you know, Stephon says that this is categorically false, we support Stephon. That was the exact language that his attorney used when they put out their own personal statement. And I also thought it was interesting to measure that against the statement that we then ultimately got the next day when we cleaned off the incident board and wrote zero again, when it was much more neutral, much closer to what the NFL said, which is we get the information. We're monitoring the situation. We have no more at this time. So they were much more defensive and supportive of Stephon than they were Barmore the following day.
Do you guys buy his whole defense?
Who?
Diggs?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nope. Oh, same. Do tell.
Same.
I just, and you know, it's crazy because I was the one, I mean, just as early as like, you know, the last week we were here. Oh my God, I'm so surprised at how much of a leader that Diggs has been. Mm-hmm. And he's really become like the heartbeat of this locker room. But I do see some of the stuff outside of the football field. And I warned you guys about this at the beginning of the year. And I think he just has this kind of, I can do whatever I want and get away with it type of thing.
Well, a lot of rich people do, first of all. They're used to getting their own way. They're used to money solving their problems. They're used to people bowing down and kowtowing because they are powerful and famous and rich, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting a lot of stock in what Dan was just talking about, the statement. I think they know or feel like they know behind the scenes. And yes, to some degree, there's a he said, she said here with his personal chef and a dispute over money. And
cash grab?
That feels harsh when you say it that way, but yes. I feel like it's a little bit of a cash. And also, Stiz, you have to understand, when she does something like this, she knows the reputation and things that go with Stephon Diggs. Like, she's not accusing Tom Brady or Saint somebody, right? She's accusing somebody that she probably believes a good portion of the world's going to be like, he's been troubled for years. I see it on the internet.
But Andy, that goes both ways, right? Because
yep.
I was telling my brother, you know, my brother was kind of like, oh, I think it's a cash grab. See, me, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's as much as she may say that
yes.
Diggs did, but I don't think Diggs is just some completely innocent guy. And what I said to my brother is like, how come you don't see this happening to other players, right? It's like trouble always seems to find Stephon Diggs for some strange
really?
Reason.
Isn't that so curious?
You know what I mean? And this
but
is not the
that
first
doesn't mean
allegation
a crime.
Like this.
You can be dumb and not commit a crime. And that's where I think he is. I think there's a brazen nature to him. And I probably think he lives a life that our quarterback Drake May doesn't. When he just goes home to Ann Michael, they bake cookies, and he's in bed by 9 p.m.
Yeah, that's not Stephon
that's
Diggs.
Not
no,
Stephon
he's dating
Diggs
Cardi B. She had a video out the last day we were here, Patriots Monday, saying, do you want me to jam my baby back in my
blank.
Bleep? And like, that's the world
well, that's
they
because,
live in,
but
a totally
because,
different world.
But that's because, you know, he makes interesting decisions. Some people want to have babies with 10 different women. They want to Tyreek Hill their way through their life. Go ahead and good for you. Stephon Diggs, if I'm not mistaken, spent Christmas with two other children that he fathered. This year as well.
Sure, but that doesn't mean he strangled somebody.
No. That doesn't mean he strangled somebody or assaulted somebody by any stretch. I'm just saying he makes some curious decisions. So therefore, the court of public opinion is likely to think, You know, whether it was that famous Vikings video where they said don't let your sister date Stephon Diggs, to the histrionics in Buffalo, to the pink and blue stuff on the boat, the court of public opinion is going to probably not say he's guilty until proven innocent, but rather raise a curious eyebrow on him. And if the team has all the details about it, that's great. They should definitely come out in support of him, because I don't think they would do something like that, mortgaging a part of their soul because they believe he's so valuable to the team. But it's just a bad look overall. And if it's something like $5,000 would have made it go away, then that's short-sighted on his behalf.
That's what I think it is. I think he's being a dink. Like, if I were going to just, like, sort of from afar assess what's going on, I think he's kind of being a dink. And in whatever $5,000, I don't know what chefs cost per week or whatever, but say it's $5,000, you're being a dink, and then she called you on being a dink, and then it escalated, and it goes back and forth.
And if you just pay the $5,000 right up front, guess what you do? You avoid all the negative press, you avoid these dialogues, and you avoid potentially being involved in some sort of civil suit, which could cost you hundreds of thousands.
And my guess is he's going to pay more on the back end to make it go away.
Correct.
But he can make bad decisions in his personal life. Didn't mean he committed necessarily a crime. And that's where I kind of fit on this. And Stiz, I also want to call you out, not to the level that the texters do, because, wow, they're really angry at you right now. But just, can't he be a good teammate and a football leader and still do dumb stuff off the field?
No.
No, that's not allowed?
No. It has to go.
Lead by example, right, Stiz?
Lead by example, number one, and no matter what you say, this was a distraction this week. This was absolutely a distraction. I mean, the team would have been better off had this not happened. I mean, that's just obvious.
Well, they won 38-10, so it didn't really hinder them.
How much more would they have won by if Diggs was
56-10? No, crazy.
This was not a great week for Patriots PR.
No, it wasn't. So we should also give the details. Christian Barmore is facing domestic assault charge from an incident that occurred in August. According to court documents, Attleboro District Court, this came to fruition a day after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The incident with Diggs, the charge of misdemeanor assault and battery on a household or family member was filed against the 26-year-old on December 16th. This is the mother of his child, and there's some cooking and different things involved here. But these were the two issues. And then Dan Ball, to me, the biggest curiosity of the week, and I know it was addressed this morning on the Greg Hill Show, was emphasized. They brought it up. Mike Vrabel was asked, how disappointing is it to have these two things happen? And Mike Vrabel said, not disappointing at all from the press conference. And then this morning on the Greg Hill Show, he was asked to follow up on that, and he continues to say interesting things.
Well, I would say not disappointing at all. I think that these are allegations, like you mentioned in your question. It's things that we have to handle, and every day that there's distractions. Some are smaller than others, and you know, I'm confident that we'll focus on the Dolphins, and those two individuals that you mentioned will be able to handle the ongoing legal process.
Okay, so my bad. That real quick. That was the initial comment at the podium late last week, where he was asked about how disappointing is it, and he said not disappointing at all, which, based on social media, based on thing, kind of people's ears perked up, and it was interesting. Go ahead, Fitz.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I have a very strong feeling that in this particular instance, Mike Vrabel is saying what he is because now we're going to get into here's where Mike Vrabel being a former player factors into his thinking. He has probably seen and heard about so many different details of almost crimes and incidents
sure.
and whatnot over the course of not just being a coach in the NFL, but also all those years playing in Pittsburgh, New England, and Kansas City, that he kind of understands, like, look, this isn't church. These aren't choir boys. Like,
it's still
these
disappointing. He's also a parent. He's a parent of a kid who played at BC. I guarantee you he heard stories about friends of his son at BC, different level of football. All that being said, you can be aware that all this happens somewhat frequently.
Uh-huh.
You're still disappointed.
Yes.
As a parent, you're disappointed.
So why is he
your
not
son,
disappointed in
let's
his
just
guys?
Say your son in 5 years, the cops come to the door and like you're awakened in the middle of the night, some incident, blah, blah, blah. He's innocent. He gets found innocent.
Sure.
It's still disappointing that it happened. That he put himself in a situation.
Why did you get into this in the first place?
Was it Herm Edwards? Nothing good happens after midnight. Have one girlfriend. Have one car. Have like those general rules that football coaches give.
Okay.
That makes it disappointing when you have to deal with it, even if you're innocent. Even if you didn't really do anything illegal.
So does he honestly think at this point then, if this is the way that he's addressing it, that saying like, parent shaming, if you will, or coaching up Stephon Diggs is going to go nowhere because he's already hardened into the man that he's going to be. So it's more just like, I'm just going to push past this and we'll take care of these matters after the season.
No, and I heard KJ talk about this with you, Dan Ball, saying, you know, something to the effect that if he says he's disappointed, that almost gives a sliver of credibility to the claims and therefore don't say you're disappointed because you don't want to give credibility to the claims. I heard Jones and Keefe talking about that angle. It almost insinuates guilt, right, in the public perception area. I guess there's some truth to that, but saying you're not disappointed at all makes it feel like you're not running a very tight ship.
Yeah, I landed on, I think he stepped in it by showing any kind of his personal emotions. I think the rest of the answer that he had where he said, you know, we're focusing on the game, they're dealing with their things personally, things happen, whatever. I thought that was fine. If you take out the first four or five words of that situation, just don't acknowledge how you personally feel.
Right.
Just say, like,
it's a great point.
My emotions are not important in this. We're dealing with this situation, and that's all that. Just don't entertain anything from a personal perspective. That's where I think he made the mistake.
Great answer, Dan.
Then it just needs to be left quite simply at, we'll let the legal process play out, and it'll be handled outside of these walls. My job is to focus on the football.
And that's why a lot of those statements sometimes end with like, and we'll have no further comment at this time. We're going to let the legal process play out, things of that nature. Because once you start talking, you might intend to say it the right way, and then you might say something.
We didn't even get into Barmore.
No, well, they're both, and the good news is it didn't seem to affect either guy yesterday. Mm-hmm. Whether it has long-term ramifications, they are currently active. They're not on some commissioner's exempt list, and it doesn't seem like there's any indication they will be.
The Barmore incident took place in August. The team has known about it. The league has most definitely known about it for a while, so it's probably status quo.
And will this affect one or either guy in the offseason? That's a long-term discussion we could have. Is Diggs going to be back? Does this affect how you feel about Diggs? Is Barmore going to be back? Would you consider moving on from your $90 million defensive tackle? Those are longer-term conversations that we'll have at some point. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are still awaiting the arrival of Drake May. We'll talk to the Patriots quarterback here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. 3:30, we'll talk to Marcus Jones, the defensive back, as they prepare for the Chargers and McConkey and company in that offense. Up next, we'll continue to break down this game, the defensive side of the ball. We need to talk about what went right, what went wrong, and how you feel about that side of the ball heading into a matchup with Justin Herbert. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,